The Loving Hands That Feed Us by Kimberly Monroy Roman, created in 2020, is a mixed-media art piece consisting of a water-based paint called gouache and colored pencil on gray-toned paper. It is originally 9 inches by 12 inches, while its banner reproduction is 8 feet by 10 feet. Monroy Roman's piece captures the passing of a bowl of gumbo between two pairs of hands. Starting at the top, we see a dark brown pair of arms. The arms are pictured reaching down to about the middle of the composition, from mid-forearm down to a pair of open-faced hands with purple nails. In the hands sits a dark bowl faced toward the viewer. Inside the bowl, there is sausage and shrimp gumbo, indicated by its contents. Within the bowl, a mixture of brown speckled sausage, orange and red striped shrimp, short white rice, and finely chopped green, orange, and yellow vegetables sits in a broth. The dark-skinned arms are extending the bowl to a pair of expecting light-skinned hands with pink nails. The pair of light-skinned hands are surrounded by identical line art of the hands, submerged behind the hands in an array of blues of different saturations. The background colors from top to bottom range from dark red, dark orange, pale orange, and ochre to a yellow that abruptly changes into dark blue. Now for a little more on the artist. The piece is based on a heartwarming life event of an Industries of the Blind partner, Samantha. Over the course of the fall semester of 2020, the artist, Kimberly Monroy Roman, engaged in a project for her advanced painting course, collaborating with the Industries of the Blind to provide art that was representative of Samantha's life. Kimberly spent 2 sessions meeting up with Samantha, talking to her about common interests to find a subject to paint about. Kimberly and Samantha ended up bonding heavily over beautiful beaches, which helped shape the artwork. Samantha shared a story about the familiar sharing shrimp gumbo and adding another inspiration to create this piece. Kimberly's focus in this image was specifically the gumbo. As we conducted our interview, Kimberly stated she wanted the viewer to be immediately drawn to the gumbo while simultaneously positioning themselves at the hands on the receiving end. The echoes of the hands at the bottom of the image were the result of an accident, and while the piece was being critiqued, realized that this echo effect added depth to the image and also evoked the waves of a beach, in its own way, almost representing the echo of imagery, as if the hands made sound. Kimberly also chose vibrant colors in the background to have accessible imagery that also mimicked that of a setting sun on the beach. Kimberly used the mediums gouache and colored pencils out of pure curiosity, but believed these choices to emulate a personal and raw moment between familial generations.